182. Praise God. Let's sing that together. Perhaps you'd like to stand as we sing. And then, of course, we'll be dismissed afterwards. And those that are tired need to get to bed. Then don't stay so long. Get to bed, get your rest. Others whom God has energized and you want to pray a little bit longer, then by all means, let's make sure we give him some response to the things we've heard. 182. God bless you all.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are here. Praise God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Savior can solve any problem. Tangles of life, he can undo. Nothing too hard for Jesus.
Purpose was not to call attention to your mistakes tonight. We all make mistakes. Every one of us. But the purpose was to call our attention to God's great love and mercy, His power to deliver and to make our wrongs right. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, let's rejoice in that fact. Let's trust Him. Hallelujah. Let's trust Him from this night forward that He's going to lead us out. Throughout this week, that He's going to lead us out of that thing, whatever it may be. Whatever that condition may be. Whatever that sorrow or pain or... Oh, Jesus is going to... If He has to take us by the hand and drag us, He'll do it. Praise God. But it's so much better if we go willingly. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. What love. What wondrous love.
Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. We praise you for the victory, Lord Jesus, in our lives. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You are able, Jesus. We praise your name. We give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, you're so merciful and so good. We adore you, Lord. Hallelujah. We open our hearts to you and you're working, Lord. We pray that you'll come in by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And that you'll set us free entirely, Lord, from these things that have bound us, no matter how long we've been bound or how deeply we have sunk, Lord. We thank you that you have power to raise us up and to set us on a path that will honor you, Lord, and will cause your will to be done in our lives. Lord, we pray tonight for one another. Come to our young people tonight. You know their needs. You know, Lord, what things they face in life and the temptations and, Lord, the situations that sometimes they find themselves in and don't even know how they got there. But, Lord, we pray that tonight that you will do something about it in every one of their lives. We pray, Lord, that you'll fill them with faith and fill them with hope, Lord. And we pray that you'll put a cry in their heart to be fully delivered, Jesus. Lord, that there'll be no trace of it left behind, but they shall be set free entirely, Lord, that they may walk in newness of life. Sin shall not have dominion. You promised it, Lord. You said that we don't have to be under the control of sin. Lord, that you can set us free indeed by the power of your blood and the power of your resurrected life. And so, Jesus, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you. We believe you're doing it, Jesus. We believe that you are working to this end, Lord. And we're going to see better days ahead. We're going to see a whole new course of our lives set as we seek you to this end and praise you for your mercy and grace. Amen. Praise God. We've been praying and it came up in our prayer meetings. Lord, help our young people. Help all of us. Do something for us at camp that it'll change the whole course of our lives. That when we get back home, that the way we were going will change and we'll find that God is moving us in a whole different direction. God's able to do that. And God wants to do that. He'll go before you. He'll open doors that you couldn't open yourself. And He'll make a way where there seems to be no way. Praise God. And it starts here as we call upon Him. And oh, God wants to do that. He wants to change the course of many lives here. He wants to shift the direction somehow and get us into the center of His will. praise God, and then keep us there. By His power, He can establish our goings and set our feet on a solid rock. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe there are others that will stir themselves and pray out and really magnify the grace of God and the power of God that is being extended to us and offered to us tonight. Praise God. Let's help one another in prayer. And let's encourage ourselves in the Lord our God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know there are those here that know how to pray and call on God. Praise God. And let God use you. Praise God. We need that tonight. And God will. God will meet us as we do. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, take over. Take over, Holy Spirit. Take over, Holy Spirit. Jesus, you do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Lord said one time, I'm doing more for you than you can understand, and I'm doing it because you're believing me. That was all. You're believing that it's being done. Let's believe that it's being done.
Lord, there are others in our lives that we realize are in situations that they can't get themselves out of. That we can't imagine what needs to be done or how to bring about a change, but Lord, there too we're trusting you for them, Lord, praying for them tonight. Loved ones that are bound, or that are so deeply involved in things, Lord, we know that you are able to deliver. And Lord, we pray that you'll bring us into faith and help us to continue to trust you, Lord, to commit the whole situation to you, Lord. Help us to know how and where to take our hands off completely and to let you show us what you can do, Lord. Lord Jesus, where we've lost hope for them, Lord, we pray that you'll restore hope as we, in a fresh and anew, put our confidence in you. We pray for them tonight, Lord, wherever they are. God, we pray for them tonight that you'll visit them, that you'll begin a new work in them, Lord, that you'll open doors for them and then help them to take those open doors, Lord. Amen.